richly bless you.
Strongholds are breaking. Yokes are being destroyed. Burdens are being removed by the authority and the power of the Word of God. Hello, I'm Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I'd like to invite you to our annual Word Explosion beginning September 8th through the 11th. This conference is designed to strengthen you, empower you, equip you, and bless you by focusing on the life-changing power of the Word of God. Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. We're going to saturate ourselves for 4 days and nights in the Word of God and see God perform His Word with signs, wonders, miracles, and gifts of the Holy Ghost. This will be 4 days of power, 4 days of revelation, 4 days of healing, 4 days of building our faith in the Word of God. Our special guest ministers are Reverend Greg Green from Baton Rouge, Reverend Larry Brown from Broken Arrow, Oklahoma, and Pastor Robert Little from New Orleans. These ministers will bring a fresh revelation of God's Word with power and demonstration. You don't want to miss these life-changing meetings as we allow God to speak to us from His Word. Service times are Thursday through Saturday at 9 a.m. and 7 p.m. nightly, and on Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Everyone is invited. You don't want to miss this explosion.
Plan now to attend the Word Explosion
beginning September 8th through the 11th
at the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. The Word Christian Center is located at 4701 Lee Street, just 2 blocks off MacArthur Drive. For more information, call 318-442-8100 or visit our website at thewordcc.com.
Get ready for an explosion of the Word of God. I look forward to seeing you there, and may God richly bless you.
The Word Christian Center is a proud underwriting sponsor of KAYT 88.1.
Jesus.
Welcome to the Movement of Christ Worldwide Ministers Broadcast, brought to you by the Greater King David Baptist Church, pastored by Dr. John E. Montgomery II, one church ministering in two locations, 222 Blood Road and 7305 Harry Drive, Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Thank you for your prayers and support of the ministry. Let us now join the broadcast already in progress.
Hope for all I
seeth me to be, or that he heareth of me to be. Listen, and then he says, lest I be exalted above measure. That was through the abundance of revelation that was given to me, a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. He said, for this thing I besought the Lord thrice, but he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee. Listen. So Paul has made clear, I've learned how to humble myself. And I got news for anybody in here. If God has blessed you, caused you to excel, given you the ability to rise above others and things, and when you get to that point, don't forget where you come from. Because the same God that watched you go up and brought you with his support will watch you go down when he removes his support, since you think you don't need his support. And so he says, I know both how to be abased and I know how to abound. I know how to rise above. I know how to go to the next level. I know how to go to the top. Then he says, everywhere and in all things. Now, some of us might know how to be humble in some things. And some of us, you know how to abound in some things. And some of us are jacks of all trades and master of none. But Paul say, I've learned how to be abased and to abound everywhere. Amen. and in all things. Now look at this. What he's saying is, I have a balanced life. There's no area or arena or avenue of my life where there's not a balance that I do not operate in excellence. Listen at me here. He says, and he makes clear that his ability, because he said, verse 11, I learn. Verse 12, I know. And he's just trying to help you understand that you have got to walk through the process in order to prosper from the process. And he's making it clear that this doesn't happen in one area. And I'm so grateful for that, because Christians need to know that you are conquerors more than just in spiritual things. If you're a conqueror, you're a conqueror. And you ought to be a conqueror more than in just one area. Something's wrong if I'm just a conqueror in the church, but when I get outside the church, I'm no longer a conqueror. Something's wrong if I'm a victor in the church, but when I leave out the doors, I'm a victim. He says, everywhere and in all things, he says, I know. And I am instructed. Listen, both to be full and to be hungry. Now listen to this. His instructions comes from the Holy Ghost, who tells him, listen, Paul, and I thank God for that, because I need to throw this out parenthetically, that when you learn a lesson and you operate in that lesson, you're going to learn that it ain't on your own. The Holy Ghost is going to be the one behind the scenes still telling you what to do, which direction to go. Listen, he'll be the one bringing back all things to your remembrance. And so he's instructed to be full. Now you might not know when you ought to be full, and it's tailed by some of our waistlines. I didn't think y'all would agree too much on that. And sometimes we don't know when to be hungry. But there are deeper principles at play here. It's not just talking about eating food. It's talking about participating in every area and arena in life whereby God, through the Holy Ghost, is leading us to partake in certain things and to reject certain things. Just because, listen, you're offered stuff don't mean you have to always accept stuff. And when I was younger, I did have a desire for food and stuff like that. And my mama used to tell me all the time, she said, baby, she said, if people say to you, you don't want any of this, do you? She said, they're telling you, you don't want any of that. And she said, you don't accept the offer. Because what they're really saying is, I don't want to give you none of this, but I'm offering to be polite. Did somebody hear me what I said here? You've got to know too, that there are things that people go through, sacrifices people make. You know, sometimes you go to folk house and they offer you some things, and it has nothing to do with them. It's you. You might not be hungry, but sometimes when the Holy Ghost knows that they have gone through a whole lot, they've sacrificed, you don't know what they've done to do that, and they offer you, and you're not there, and the Holy Ghost will say, yes, accept it. Why? Because he knows the disappointment they would have felt, not because you didn't eat, but because they might have thought you were too big. You were too much. You were too highfalutin to eat at their house. Listen. And so he's making clear, but this is not just pertaining to food. Again, this has to do with the choices that are made and how men interact with us in those choices. So sometimes you'll discover that it's not about the flesh, it's about a spiritual reality, that the Lord is allowing you to be led by the Spirit because he knows what's behind this situation. And then he goes on to say, both to abound and to suffer loss or need. Now, that's interesting, because he says in the beginning of the verse, he knows both how to be abased and how to abound. This time he's saying both abound and suffer need. Well, what does that mean? Well, again, when you've learned the lesson of abounding, every now and then you ought to abound. Okay, here, let me help you understand. You learn, you know, you do. Verse 11, he learned. First part of 12, he knows. Then he says, both to abound. Do it, do it. There are things that God needs us to do in the earth realm as believers, to abound in this world, to accomplish in this world, to experience the abundance that he has placed in this world for us as children of the Most High God. He needs us to abound. He needs us to let our good works show. Let our light be seen. Why? So men can see them and give him glory. Amen. And then there are times when we need to suffer need. Don't need to go around bigoted and arrogant. Sometimes you need to be able to say, yes, I have needs also. Some of us get so high-minded where we can be in need and won't even open our mouths. And we just expect that everybody is a prophet or a prophetess. Well, I just thought you were new. I know I didn't have nothing. Well, you're looking like you got on all these fine clothes and you're riding good. How I know you ain't have gas money? You looking like you're pretty healthy and full. How I know you ain't got food at your house? But every now and then, you need to let folk know that you've suffered a need, that there are needs in your life, that there's something going on that they can be a blessing. Because sometimes folk will bless you when they think there is a need to bless you. Everybody don't bless you to be in abundance. Some people bless you because of need. Amen. And there are some, listen, there are some things that other folk can't get blessed until they release, and they can't release them because they think you don't need them. Now here comes my verse. That was the introduction. Verse 13 now. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Those of you, I preached this before, but it's a personal pronoun, but it's also a personal privilege. Here Paul is speaking about, again, what he has learned, what he knows, and what he has done. Amen. And he's recapping, but he's giving us yet an extensive view of what else comes with that. I can do. This is positive projection. We ought to be at the point where, as believers, we recognize what we are empowered, given authority, and anointed to do. And when we know that, we ought to walk in that, exercise that. And so we who live by faith ought to project positively what we can accomplish. And so Paul says, I, again, personal pronoun, personal privilege, can do, positive projection, all things, present and potential. So when he makes his positive projections, they are for today and tomorrow. Why? Because the word of God doesn't change. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 3 says, by faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Amen. So what is that saying? It's saying God spoke positively, positive projections. Go back to Genesis 1 and watch him positively project everything that was. And he said, it is good. Amen. You see, when you learn how to positively project, you begin to speak those things that be not as though they were, and your words begin to shape your worlds of expectation through the Holy Ghost. And when the Holy Ghost begin to construct the words that you have said, you will see manifested the very words that you have spoken, and they will come to reality. And the reality is you will see what you said. I can tell I ain't got many faith folk up here the way you responded. If you think about what would happen if you started speaking positively enough, projecting positively enough, and then believe that what you said was coming to pass, you wasn't going nowhere until what you said came to pass, and you start seeing it come to pass, where you get mighty excited and encouraged, and you'll start speaking more positively and saying what the word of God says that you can have and you can do, and you'll start seeing more of those things materialize in your life. And then he says, listen, through Christ, the proper passage. Christ is the proper passage. Now, what does this mean? It means three things. Christ is the proper passage for every appointment on planet Earth in the believer's life. Be it a person, be it an event, be it a deed, whatever, he makes the appointment. But also, Paul is referencing himself, and he says, not only is Christ the proper passage, but he's also the one who hands out the assignment. So through Christ, I receive the proper assignment. Now see, this is important to know, because one of the things that I think is important is when you know your purpose and know that's what Christ has given for you to do, then the next step falls in line, and that is your anointing.
Amen.
Your anointing, the proper passage for your anointing, which strengtheneth you or me. Now listen. What strengthens me, or what is the purpose of this strengthened reality? The strengthened reality comes from your anointing for your assignment, because you've been appointed.
Amen.
Through Christ.
Amen.
Let me say it one more time. Which strengtheneth me. There is no need to strengthen you if you've not been anointed and appointed for the assignment that the Lord Jesus has not given you. Your strength is a continual elevation of power that is needed and granted at the proper time so that you will accomplish everything you need to accomplish in the assignment that God has given to you. Amen. Listen, if you don't have no assignment, you don't need no power. Listen, Lord, I need some power to sit around and do nothing because, you know, I just like that power. I just want to have it just in case. No. First of all, he's got to appoint you. He appointed the disciples to go out and do whatever it was he appointed them to do. And then with the assignment connected with those who were appointed, he anointed them. And everything he gave them to do in that assignment, he gave them power to do it. They raised the dead, healed the sick, fed the hungry, clothed the naked, ministered the word all through his power. And Christ is not going to give you power to do nothing with. So you're sitting on these pews and you wonder why you ain't got no power? You need to understand what Paul said. I've learned. And once you learn, you know. And when you know, you do. And when you do, you get power to do more with. To God be the glory. The doors of the church are open. Whoever you are, my brother, my sister, the Lord Jesus Christ grants to you now the opportunity to hear and accept his call. The salvation to deliverance, to ministry. If he's calling you right now, while the blood runneth warm in your veins, you can come to him just as you are. Just as you are. You're not here by accident today. Glory to God. Glory to God. Is there another today? Jesus. He did it all. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Let me say to you that when the Spirit of the Lord speaks to your heart, he speaks to you so that not only can you hear him, but the call is for this present moment. Tomorrow, next Sunday, or some date in the future could very well be too late. You could not see tomorrow. And that's why he's calling you today. He knows what tomorrow holds. He knows what you're going to face tomorrow. And when you honor him and come at his calling, he'll bless you and keep you as only he can do. So if there's yet another who will come and do as this one has done, this is your time. This is your time. This is your time. What he did for you, you could not do for yourself. You could not do for yourself. To know Jesus in a personal way is a privilege he gave to whosoever will. Thank God you don't have to be a Jew in order to be saved. Because the record is, he came to his own, and his own received him not. And he opened it up to the Gentiles, to whosoever will. And so now Jesus is available to whomever will accept him, whomever will claim him, is that one. And if you accept Jesus, you'll be able to say, Jesus is the best thing that ever happened to me. Jesus is the best thing that ever happened to me. You've had a whole lot of wonderful things to happen, but there's none greater than Jesus. Than Jesus. Than Jesus. Jesus. Is there another today? Is there another today? Think about it today. Think about it. It's your call. I've had my share. Of life's ups and downs, listen, God's been good to me. The downs have been few. He's still waiting on you. He's still waiting on you. I guess you can say, because I know I can, that God the Lord has blessed me. Oh, yeah. Why do you say that, Pastor? Listen. 'Cause there's never been a time in my life that he didn't bring me through. If anyone should ever write my life story, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, for whatever reason. For whatever reason, whoa, there might be. I want somebody who's on that committee to say, hey, he'll be there between each line of pain and glory, 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 glory. Jesus is the best thing. How many of y'all really know it this morning? Come on. Don't you know that? I've had some wonderful things that happen in my life. Don't you know? Oh, oh, oh. Mm-hmm. our last appeal,